Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Crystal Confessions. How are you, darling?
Oh, you know, it's been a long night.
It's been a long night because you have a colonoscopy today.
I do. What a way to start this podcast, but yes.
Well, we shit talk every week, so why not start that way? It's nothing new. Folks, I mean...
Yes, nothing is wrong. It is just literally since I've had breast cancer... We kind of started this because you had a friend who was battling colon cancer at the same time. And so we just started it early and have been going every 2 years. And well, it's just something that we do.
Right. And, you know, with your breast cancer, you know, what we started out with was that, you know, breast cancer can metastasize. You know, we all know that, as many cancers can metastasize. But my thing was, is that Julie's cancer was estrogen fed. And so she went through the whole process of a double mastectomy. And then the following January, she had a full radical hysterectomy because, like I said, her cancer was estrogen fed. And so her ovaries were removed. And folks, let me just tell you something right now. It is hell. Not only for Julie, but it was hell for Todd. Because once that estrogen left her body, it was like she wanted a fist fight. She was Ronda Rousey. I mean, she literally became this whole other person. And, you know, you had the, what was it, the night sweats or hot flashes.
Hot flashes.
And so what a lot of people may not know about me is that I am a very sympathetic person. So if you throw up in front of me, I'm a sympathy puker. I'm going to throw up. Just the looks of it and the odor, I'm puking.
I don't believe that that's sympathy. I believe it's a little bit of a hypochondriac.
Well, folks, when Julie was going through menopause and having hot flashes, I started having hot flashes too.
But listen, you understand that I walk in here. I had to start my prep yesterday, so I wasn't feeling good. It just it made me just nauseous because you have to drink all this
nasty
stuff.
Oh, but yet you said to me, drink. Now, keep in mind, folks, I've already had mine because she's off of her schedule.
Yeah.
But she said, Todd, you've got to drink this whole. And it was like 916 gallons of fucking Gatorade with all this stuff poured in it. And anyone that's watched the show knows that we do these colonoscopies. I mean, literally, I don't know why we started prep that time to drive to Atlanta to have our colonoscopy when both of us was running into truck stops, which is something, folks, I do not do. But at any rate, you want me to be sympathetic about you having to go through that when you were shoving it at me.
I wasn't even saying be sympathetic. What I was trying to say is that if I say, you know, I just don't feel good. I just feel nauseous. Literally, 5 minutes later, Julie, can you bring me a ginger ale? I'm not feeling good.
I mean, y'all, folks, it's something that God has put in me that, I mean, I could feel the stress coming off of her into me. I absorbed it.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know.
I could say I'm starting my period. I don't feel good, and I start getting cramps. Exactly.
If she says that, when she would have her period, she said, I'm having cramps. I said, oh, my God, I can feel it. I feel like that guy, you know, that really big guy that died that was in the Green Mile that could feel people's pain.
Yeah.
I'm that person.
Oh, okay. So now you're feeling people's pain.
I can feel people's pain. You know that. And do I not know when things are going on before anybody ever tells me?
Sometimes.
And so when you had your period, I mean, I had cramps with you every month.
Okay, whatever, Todd.
So now she's having to go and have her whistle cleaned out today. And I will have to be sitting in the parking lot because you cannot go inside. And I'll have, and I'm just worried to death that I'm going to feel that pain, that you're going to be sedated and not feel.
I can assure you that you're not. Folks, he's just being a drama queen. I know that shocks you guys, but.
How dare you?
But let's talk about something that's really exciting.
Well, talking about your ass is exciting to me.
Okay.
But...
Well, no. Let's talk about something really exciting.
Okay.
Chrisley Knows Best on NBC Tonight.
For the Christmas special.
How great is that?
I mean, folks, do you guys, well, I mean, I don't know what you know and what you don't know, but this show started out, I remember being told it's the little engine that could. And now it's turned into, I just read this yesterday, it is the top, it's in the top five. Let me see if I can find this, folks. Here it is. It says that, it was a great picture of me in this article too. I mean, I'll go ahead and talk about that. It says that, the series is among the top five cable series on set top box VOD in 2020.
Ah,
these impressive.
So what that basically means, that's what people have recorded.
On demand.
Right. On
video
demand.
On demand.
Yes. So in case, you know, everybody didn't know all your.
So we're in out of five shows. It doesn't give the ranking. I mean, I'm probably thinking we're probably one or two, but we are in the top five of television shows on cable that people take the time to record and watch on demand.
It's amazing.
That's a destination viewership. And, you know, it started out as the little engine that could, and it's now this locomotive that just keeps plowing on through. And we're and folks, you guys listening to us right now are the reason for that. We're not the reason for that. All the people that watch the show are the reason for that. Now, we were in Dallas for an event this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this past weekend, my days just run together. I look at my wife sometimes like, can you verify what I'm getting ready to say? Because I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly. But so we were there this weekend for an event, and we went, you know, we were out, and like we were literally bombarded with people. Like we could not even get through their shopping mall there. What is it called?
North Park.
North Park Mall. Yeah. We could not even get through there, or even, I mean, stores were having to let us in and then stop people from coming in.
And I had someone follow me into a store trying to find you.
I know, which was crazy. Yeah. Because then, now folks, I'm going to take the picture with you. If you don't come up to my table when I'm sitting with when I'm sitting with my family having dinner and we're putting food in our mouth, then I'm going to take the picture with you. But if you come up to my table, then I'm going to say respectfully, when we finish our meal on our way out,
yeah,
I'm happy to take the picture. But I'm not taking a picture with you at my table when I'm trying to spend time with my family. I'm not going to do that. So literally this woman follows Julie
into a store.
Well, she gets your picture first.
Yeah.
And then she says, why is Todd not here? And Julie, of course, you know, because Julie feels like she has to throw me in it.
No, I said,
oh, he is here. He's just in another store.
Yeah.
So this woman follows her to the store that I'm in. And then she sees me, comes running to the back and like all up in my face. And she said, you're going to take a picture with me and you're going to take a picture with my son. Do you have any idea how long I've waited for this moment? So don't even try to look at me like you're not going to take this picture. I'm like, bitch, please. What are you talking about to come up on me like that, making that kind of demand? And did you see my face when that happened?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Because now, folks, my wife and my daughter and my son tells me that I live in an eternal state of what?
RBF.
Which I have now learned is called resting bitch face. And I just looked at her and she says, get over here and get close. I said, ma'am, I'm going to take the picture with you because I know that it's the right thing to do, not because you're expecting it or that you're demanding it. But I'm out with my wife and with my daughter, and we're trying to get some Christmas shopping done and make this trip count just because we're not at home and can do it. So I'm going to get it done and try to multitask. So let me take the picture with you and your son so that I can get back to what I'm doing. And then she wants, she takes the picture and then she says, I want another angle.
Yes, she did.
I just want to say to you, honey, that it's not the angle. It's not the angle. The angle is not going to change the outlook of this picture.
Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, Air Medcare Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an Air Medcare Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley. For your business, there's a person out there who will help take your company further than you ever thought possible. So how do you find them? Well, if you're hiring, you need Indeed. Indeed is a hiring partner that gets you what you really want, a short list of quality candidates as fast as possible, because you can do it all, attract, interview, and hire, all at Indeed. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring partner where you can do it all in one place. Don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right person right now. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process so you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like the Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Thanks to Indeed's virtual interviews, you can message, schedule, and interview top talent seamlessly all in one place with Indeed. And there's no need to install anything extra. Indeed's virtual interviews work through your browser. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But to get to that, that was really just about the only bad experience that we had. Everyone else was lovely.
So nice. We met
and
some of
I
the
I love Dallas.
Nice
Everyone knows that I love Dallas. And we met so many nice people. But, you know, we are trying to Christmas shop. I am trying to focus on what I'm going to buy my kids and what I'm buying for friends and family. And you know, I got to buy something for Julie's people. And we all know how that's going to go.
But I want to talk about tonight.
Yes.
Us being on NBC. I mean, think about it. I don't know about you guys, but when I grew up.
It was NBC, ABC, and CBS. CBS was always boring.
And Fox, occasionally.
I didn't have no Fox when I was growing up.
You didn't? I remember Fox, but.
Well, you are 5 years older than me.
Yeah, but, I mean, how amazing. It really does warm my heart. And when the network sends us, you know, things to post for, you know, when our show's coming on. I mean, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at this, Todd, but it's Keenan.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock,
mm-hmm.
Ted Danson and Mr. Mayor, mm-hmm. and then the Chrisleys. That's amazing.
Now look at
me.
The company that we're in. I mean, we're, I mean, cheers, Ted Danson.
I know. The Rock. I mean.
Who's The Rock? It's a joke.
I was like, what? I mean.
I just heard Chrisley.
So it's Young Rock, Keenan, Mr. Mayor, and Chrisley Knows Best. I mean, that is. That just, I've
that folks
that is
your,
surreal.
That, folks, is your holiday lineup for NBC. You know, and to say that we are thrilled about that is an understatement because I feel like we've worked really hard to get to this point. And, you know, all of these, I mean, I see all these people that they post things about, you know, Chase and Savannah and all my other kids are spoiled, rotten brats and entitled and, you know, that they, you know, living off mom and daddy's money. I'm going to say this one more time. Our kids literally work every day of their life. I mean, Grayson plays ball, has school, and still maintains a full production schedule.
Yes.
Chloe, we've cut back on because she's a child. And, you know, she goes to school every day. She doesn't get out until 3 o'clock. By the time she gets home, it's 3:30. Then she's on camera at 4. And then she goes from 4 to 6. And then we have homework. And then she has dinner. And then she goes to bed and starts it all over again. That's a lot for a child. And so,
and we wanted her to have other things, so,
right? You know, she loves her dance,
and she does swimming, and you know, other things that she enjoys doing. So,
and we want to share Chloe's life with the world, but we don't want to give Chloe's life away to the world. And so, you know, we've pulled back on filming with her a little bit, just so that she has that time to do the things that she wants to do as a 9-year-old little girl wants to do. But our children work every day of their life. You get up, you get in the shower, you get dressed, you go to your job, you're there by 8 or 9 o'clock. My kids get up by 6 o'clock, they're showered and dressed and ready for their day to start at 8 o'clock, and we go sometimes until 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. I dare to say that I can put my children's work schedule up against any internet troll that's talking shit about my children being entitled or being lazy, because I do not have lazy children. Now, I've got some kids that's probably not as smart as they need to be at times, but lazy is not something that can be used to describe their mother, myself, my mother, or any of them. That's not what we've raised. So to all you people out there counting my children's coins and trying to figure, you know, and saying that they live off of their mom and daddy, those days have pretty much come to an end. They are self-sufficient. They support themselves. Now, do we help them if they need it? Yes, and we'll continue to do so. And I don't need anyone else's permission, and I don't need to advise the world of what I'm doing. So, you know, I did want to kind of throw that in there just because of something I read this morning. But, I mean, we are so grateful and so blessed to be able to have the ability to be on NBC. Folks, what I don't know if anyone realizes this, but this was my first Macy's Day Parade that I was an announcer, that I was featured on the Macy's Day Parade. Yeah. And that was such a blessing. So thank you, NBC, for embracing Chrisley Knows Best and our family and, you know, and Todd. You know, we are grateful and we are blessed to be able to have that affiliation and for us to be in a lineup tonight, for the NBC holiday evening. Folks, I'm with Ted Danson. I'm with Ted Danson.
And The Rock and Keenan.
Well, I love Keenan.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. I know we keep talking about it, but it is so... such a surreal moment for us. So.
I mean, it's crazy. And then I got, I received a message on Instagram yesterday regarding Jeff Lewis. You know, everyone knows who Jeff Lewis is. Jeff Lewis, and you know, you either love him or you don't. He's a lot like me.
Yeah.
I think you either love him or you hate him. Kind of like people are with me. You either love me or you hate me. And you know, Jeff and Julie and I have always had, from the time that we met, a very nice, friendly relationship. I wouldn't say that, you know, we certainly don't hang out, but, you know, we do have a mutual respect for each other, and I have a huge respect for his design abilities and the jobs that he's, you know, that he's completed. And he was on with Andy Cohen the other day, and they were talking about Jen Shah she's with what?
She's with the Housewives of Salt Lake City.
You know, I don't watch a lot of the Housewives. I watch my friend Candy Burris on Atlanta Housewives because I love her, and she is just – Candy is just one of the sweetest people in the world.
I watch them all pretty much.
Yeah, because you love all of that.
I do.
But and you love – what is the one that you just met, the people that filmed here?
Oh, New Jersey.
Yeah, what was their name?
Melissa and Joe.
Yeah, Melissa and Joe. Now, I love Joe Gorga, the shit he posts, because he does throw some shade with his post, and I love that. Yeah. So I do like them.
I like
when
them
you point
all.
That out.
I really do. I like everybody.
I don't like everybody.
Yeah, I do. I love that. Those are my guilty pleasures.
I really, in all honesty, if I'm going to watch it, I'm going to watch Candy.
Yes.
Because Candy's
candy.
Yeah, and Candy's real. So I'm going to watch that.
I know, and I'm going to her restaurant.
I know, Old Lady Gang, and then she's got Blaze.
I want to go to both. I mean, if anything will bring me back to Atlanta for a weekend or for 2 days, it's going to be me going to those two restaurants, I have to say.
Candy, I need you to send me a formal invite.
Candy girl, I don't need you to send me a formal invite. I just need you to help me get a table.
No, you know that Mama wants to go to work for Candy in her candy-coated nights or whatever it is. My mother wants to become, she wants to start
be
selling
a consultant.
A consultant to sell all these sex toys and stuff. And I'm like, Mama. She said, I don't care, Todd. I'm 77 years old. She says, and you know what? Women's been quiet too long. I'm like, oh my gosh. I literally messaged Candy about that and said, Mama wants to become a consultant. She said, she's got it. She said, she has got it. I will make it happen. But so Candy, I'm coming to eat in your restaurant. But I do watch the Beverly Hills.
Right. They were talking about Jen Shaw.
Yes, and I'm going to get to that. So I do watch Beverly Hills because you know that I have a couple on there that I really, really love. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to call their names because it makes Julie mad. But
no, it doesn't make me mad.
You know, I'm not the guy that wants I've just never really been attracted to women that are like stick thin and have no shape to them. Like I want that ass bobbing.
Okay.
I want
that's
nice
not
boobs.
Necessary.
I mean, you know, I want a woman that's got some curves. So, you know, I think that Kyle Richards is like so beautiful.
I think Kyle Richards is beautiful.
I think Kyle Richards is beautiful. And who else on that show do I? Well, you know that I love Garcelle.
Yes.
I mean, Garcelle has been one of my
and
favorites.
And you love
forever.
Erica. She was on your talk show.
I do. I love Erica. I hate what's going on with Erica, just like I've hated what's going on with us. But this Jen Shaw, I mean, I don't even know what the whole deal is with Jen Shaw because I don't watch that show.
I don't really know either, to be honest with you, but it has to do with...
Well, let's not speculate.
Yeah,
I
don't really know. It's financial things and...
Okay, so we don't know.
No, we don't
know. So we're going to say we don't know.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I guess Jeff is friends with this Jen Shaw, or he likes Jen Shaw, whatever. And he used an analogy with us this week and said, well, you know, it's the same thing as what happened with Todd Chrisley, who I consider to be a dear friend, and the whole Georgia Department of Revenue. And that turned out to be a lie. So I'm not going to rely on what the press puts out. I'm going to rely on what the facts are. So I thought that was, you know, so huge shout out for Jeff Lewis for, you know, standing up and saying what he knows to be true. And he talked about people shading, you know, going dark on us, you know, during this time that we were dealing with the Georgia Department of Revenue. And I want to correct that because so many what people consider celebrities, so many celebrity friends of ours rallied around us. And Todd, we're here for you guys. If you need us, we don't need an explanation. We know who you are. We know who Julie is. We're good. We're here if you need us. So we did have that kind of support, and we still have it every day as we battle through and start getting ready for huge bombshells to be dropped, you know, here in May. And I think that when those things come out, it's going to be shocking to anyone that has followed our story. It's going to show how people set us up. It's going to show how people lied to cover their own, you know, scandalous, illegal crap. And it's also going to show how people knew that the lies that they were being told were lies. So it's going to be very earth shattering when this information comes out. And I'm not allowed to talk about it because it's information that we've been sitting on since 2012, 2014, 2015, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So this information, the world's going to find out. And it's like I said, it's going to be shocking that you can, that in this country you can be drugged through this and your family can be treated this way, all because of who you are and because someone else is trying to destroy your name in order to build them a name. And that's sad. But that's what has happened. And so I don't know who Jen Shah is other than what you just told me about Salt Lake City. Uh-huh. But, you know, listen, prayers out to her, whatever the situation is, because I believe that whatever God brings you to, he brings you through. But also a shout out to Jeff Lewis for having the character to stand up and say the things that he says. And that's huge. I mean, you know, we loved Gage, and they've got a beautiful daughter together. And so, you know, thank you so much, Jeff.
Okay, we don't always like to talk about feminine health, but you know what? It's one of those things you have to talk about. And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm talking to my friends, when I'm talking to my close friends, conversations can get personal sometimes. And that's why I'm absolutely loving PhD Feminine Health. At PhD Feminine Health, they are reinventing holistic feminine care and wellness solutions that help millions of women feel confident and comfortable. PhD Feminine Health's boric acid suppositories are the number one best-selling holistic, affordable, doctor-recommended solution for vaginal odor, available at retailers nationwide. Choosing holistic products over medicinal products is something that I feel so strongly in, and anytime I can talk about it, anytime I can tell you that it works, I'm going to do so. I have recommended this product to many friends, and they could not be more happy with the results. PhD offers trustworthy feminine care products that actually work. When you have feminine issues, you want a solution immediately. These days, PhD believes that self-care is crucial to your overall well-being. Give the gift of self-care and love to yourself. Register now at phdfemininehealth.com/win to receive a free lifestyle subscription box from our friends at Bombay and Cedar, which contain vegan and cruelty-free, deluxe-size beauty and lifestyle products, a retail value over $100, plus a $500 Visa gift card. Go to phdfemininehealth.com/win. Also, get 20% off all products right now. Use the code Chrisley. That's phdfemininehealth.com/win.
You know, there's also so much stuff that is going on in the world right now. I mean, it's literally crazy. I mean, Judy's sitting over here on her phone right now. I mean, I'm sure she's reading about current events.
I was, actually.
What was you reading about?
Go ahead.
No, I want you to tell us what you was reading about.
No, go ahead.
Because you get paid to do the podcast.
I was answering something. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, not on the time of the podcast, because that belongs to the people.
I got you.
But tell me, what is the most scandalous thing that you think has happened in the press recently or in the world?
Oh, scandalous?
Well, maybe not. Maybe just shocking to the world.
Well, I think there's a lot of shocking things going on in the world right now.
I mean, when you look at where inflation is today, when you look at where our economy is today, when you look at, I mean, folks, it's taking, we went to order a sofa and we've been told that it's going to be 36 weeks.
Yeah, you understand, you can grow a baby and deliver it in 36 weeks.
36 weeks for a sofa.
Yeah.
That is the craziest thing in the world.
And there has to be something that we're missing. You know, like I go to the grocery store and there's no half and half. Like, how weird is that?
Well, I told you, I saw that on TV the other day that said this, that half and half is going to be like it's going to be like, for coffee drinkers, one of the greatest Christmas gifts you can give them this season.
But why? What does COVID or all this have to do with half and half? Like, I don't understand it.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell COVID has to do with, you know, restaurants not, I mean, well, you know, I just answered my own question. We went to go to Zaxby's, which, you know, is like a favorite of my family's, not so much mine, but you know, I'm not a big meat eater. But I do get, what is the salad that I get there?
Black and blue.
Black and blue. See, I have to ask her everything that I'm doing. But literally it said on the door, closed due to lack of workforce.
Yeah.
Then Julie goes to go to another place called Five Guys, which is this hamburger joint. What did it say?
Yep, they were closed.
Due to lack of workforce. So I'm trying to figure out how the hell our unemployment level keeps rising when all these businesses need people to work. Get off your ass and get on a job.
I don't understand it. I really don't. It's the craziest thing. And that's why I hope, folks, when you are out, especially with it being the holiday season, that you have a little patience with the people who are working, the people who are, you know, the only one working in a store, the only one working in a kitchen of a restaurant. You know, I have really put forth an effort when people are working hard to make sure and tip them appropriately, make sure and give them a little extra if you can afford it, because I can assure you it's going to come back to you, because the people who are working and busting their butts out here, they're trying, and it's frustrating, and it's frustrating as a consumer. I know, because you go in
and you're paying for a service.
You're paying for a service, or you're paying for a meal, you know, and it comes out and it's cold and it's, you know, not right. Well, it's because they're so short staffed in the back, you know, and the server can only do so much. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just bringing the food out. So it's frustrating on every level, but you know, it's also frustrating for those people who are clocking in and trying to do the very best they can do.
Yes. I mean, now, with that being said, I understand that we're short-staffed and all that, but a consumer is paying for a service.
Yes.
So if a restaurant realizes that they do not have adequate wait staff or adequate, you know, kitchen help, then they should limit the number of consumers that are allowed into the restaurant.
I do.
So that those people that are paying for that service feel like they're getting a good service. And you, as building a brand, your brand isn't tarnished by having cold food delivered.
Right.
Now, I went out to dinner last week. It was me and Savannah and Chase. And we went to this restaurant, and this waitress, she looked like she was going to give birth in this restaurant. And she was pregnant with identical twins.
It was a
twin that, to where like every part of them is identical.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she was explaining to us. Because she said, "I'm so sorry that I didn't bring you your horseradish sauce." And I said, "Honey, it's fine." And I said, "You got a lot more going on than me getting horseradish sauce." And she said, I said, "How far along are you?" And she said, "I'm due any day." And I said, "And you're out here working?" She said, "Yes, because I have two other children at home." Now, I tipped her $500. And she came back to our table with her manager to confirm that I meant to put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I think you made a mistake." And I said, "No, I didn't make a mistake." I said, "This young woman here who's ready to give birth is working her ass off because she's got to feed two more children at home." Mm-hmm. She said, "Mr. Christie, I know who you are." And she says, "And this really is just, this is a lot." And I said, "You let me determine that."
Right.
I'm paying for the service that I've received, and because this is what God wanted me to do.
Right.
And, you know, when I was walking out, you know, you're thinking, well, it was $500. But my daughter put her arm around me and she says, "Every day you just give me one more example that it's about someone other than us." That mm-hmm. was what that right there, folks, was worth more than the $500.
For sure.
And
sure. And I love those moments. I love to be I feel so fortunate to be able to give those moments, to mm-hmm. have those moments, because they really are. I was at the pharmacy the other day getting the stuff for this prep that I'm doing today. And I had my mask on, but, you know, a lot of times when I talk, it's when people recognize me even more so than just when they see me. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're Miss Chrisley when Chrisley knows the best." And I'm like, "Yes." And she said, "I just lost my mother." And she said, "She absolutely loved your show. She said, I'd give anything in the world if I could call and tell her right now. Well, that just like, I mean, I was like in tears. And so as I was leaving, I just handed her $100. And I said, listen, I know the holidays are tough. I said, but just go have yourself a nice dinner. And she was like shocked that I did that, you know, but it was like, it made me feel good. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going home to my mother. I'm going home to my mother-in-law. I'm going home to my children. And she was the sweetest, kindest person. You know, she like went above and beyond even before she knew who I was to help me out. So to be able to have those moments, it really is a blessing. And it's a blessing. I know it's a blessing for me, just like it is you, to be able to do that. There's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders for curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. Thanks to my personalized Pros routine, I can honestly say I've never been more in love with my hair. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal, using natural ingredients with proven results. Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. First, Pros starts by asking you as a person with their in-depth consultation. Pros ask me things like, what do I eat? What is my damage level of my hair? Do I exercise? Does my hair smell funny? Does it attract smoke? I mean, all these things went into my quiz, and I found it super personalized because when I received my product, it was a mask that I needed for my hair that has done wonders. Also, the shampoo, the conditioner that I feel like is completely personalized to what I need. As a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All the ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. There's also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they'll take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/Chrisley. That's PROSE.com/Chrisley for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
You know, I want to kind of change gears here and let's talk about, you know, mental health for a moment, because, you know, a lot of times people that struggle with mental health, the holiday season is some of the toughest times for them. And we're experiencing that right now with a friend of ours. Folks, take the time to pick the phone up. Take the time to send a text message. Hey, checking in on you. I love you. Want to grab dinner? Want to come over for dinner? Meet me at the mall. Let's do some Christmas shopping together. Yeah, we're probably not going to shop, but we can talk. And that's the moment that I had with a friend of ours the other day, was I looked at him and said, listen, we love you and we're here for you. And the world would be such a sad place without you in it. So let me help you where I can help you. And part of me helping him is to get him the help that he needs, you know, to where he can be heard. And folks, your childhood has a way of altering every part of your life as an adult.
So true.
And until you deal with that past pain, you're doing nothing but contaminating all the joy that God has in store for you in the future. And it took me a long time to understand and respect that, because I had pain growing up. And not from my mother, you know, not from my father, but from things that was done, you know, by someone outside of my family. And when I get the strength to release all of that in my book, that's what I intend to do. But what I can say is, and I was reading this article this morning in People Magazine about Tim and Faith and Tim's struggle with alcohol and how Faith was the thing that pulled him through and that she's the driving force, you know, behind him and him staying sober. I can say that about you. I can say that about you, Julie, that you have been the driving force for Todd Chrisley, because you gave me the strength that I needed to be better than that wounded child that I brought to you under the disguise of being a man. And through the love and the respect and the acknowledgement that I have been given, it has allowed me to actually grow into a man and to understand that what happened to me as a child was not my fault. And to understand the whole component of that. But, you know, this individual that I started this conversation about regarding mental health had a tough childhood. Mm-hmm. You know, he was abused by his stepfather. He has a horrendous, horrific story to tell, and it's his story to tell. But I said to him, you're better than what you were. You're better than that little boy who was abused. You're better than that little boy who didn't feel the kind of love that you should have felt, because now you're surrounded with it. We have just taken you and just wrapped our arms around you because we love you that much. And he knows that, but he battles with depression and anxiety, and it scares me to death. But, you know, we were talking about, I was obviously being a little bit facetious. I don't feel pain of other people. I have empathy, but like if Julie, well, I mean, I did feel those cramps that one time, other than that, I do know when something's wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when something's wrong with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that God has given me that ability to truly be able to sense pain from someone that I love so deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you were in Target yesterday, mm-hmm. and when I called you, and you know, I told you what I was doing, and you said, you're one of the best people I know, or one of the kindest people. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember what it was you said. And I said, I don't know about that. And I don't know that I'm one of the kindest people in the world. I don't know if I'm one of the best people in the world, but what I do know that I am best at is loving those that I hold near and dear to the very best of my ability. That is what I believe I'm good at. And so if you have someone in your family that you know is struggling, reach out to them. There was an article that came out yesterday, or day before yesterday, talking about the relationship between myself and my oldest daughter, Lindsay, or the lack thereof. And, you know, I'm not going to discuss that anymore. I'm just not going to discuss anything that has to do with my oldest child in the public or in the press or whatever. I'm just not going to do it anymore because I'm not going to allow it to be twisted and turned and into a narrative that just doesn't exist. Lindsay is my daughter. I love her today as much as I've ever loved her. I'm going to die loving her. Families go through things, and sometimes families are thrust into things that they had no part in. And they were drug into it. And, you know, I think that as things continue to reveal themselves, I mean, you know, I was told a couple of weeks ago some stuff that, you know, that we found out from my attorneys. And it literally broke my heart, you know, to see this and to read it and to know that that's what happened. And, you know, those things are shocking to me. But again, it's going to be part of some of the stuff that's going to come out. And to know that people can inject themselves into a family's life because of a position of power or authority, and they try to destroy what they view as something that's more than what they ever had, or relationships that they wish they had, or whatever, that's disturbing. But what I've had to do is I've had to turn to God, and I just have to believe that what God has built within my family will not allow Satan to destroy. And I think, again, what has it been, 3 weeks ago when we found this out?
Yeah.
2 or 3 weeks ago. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago that our attorneys called us and said, are you sitting down? I said, oh God, what is it? It's not bad, Todd. It's not bad. But we've got a lot of information that fills a lot of the holes in. And I'm going to end it there because I don't think it's my story to tell. But I believe that when the story is told, it's going to be shocking to every person that has followed our story. And it also cleared up a lot of the gray area for me. So for that, I'm grateful. You know, God is good. God has allowed healing and revealing to occur, and a lot of revealing has occurred. And for that, I thank you, God. I thank you for blessing me and my family. I thank you for placing a protective hedge around us and a healing hand on us. You know, I thank God every day for the fact that his promise is that he will shed light where there's darkness. And he has and continues to do that on a daily basis. So for that, I'm going to give a shout out to my Lord and Savior, because without him, I would not be here today. My wife wouldn't be here. My children wouldn't be here. None of us would be here. I posted about a book on my Instagram, and this has been like maybe 2 weeks ago. And, you know, normally I will come back on you if you come at me with something sideways or whatever. But, you know, I have found that God is helping me with that. But, you know, Jonathan Isaac, NBA player, you know, he wrote a new book, and I felt compelled to post about it because it's about his relationship, you know, how Jesus has made him into who he is today. And I posted that, and this guy comes on my Instagram and said, "You're smarter than that," or something. "God isn't real." And, you know, I wanted to go back and say something that was snarky, because I'm known for snark, but I didn't do it. And instead, I just went back to him and said, "I'm sorry that you feel that way. But let's just pretend, or let's just assume that God doesn't exist. And you've spent your whole life knowing that. At death, you're not disappointed. You've lost nothing because you never believed anyway. But what if there's that 1 ounce of a percentage that he does exist, and you've spent your whole life turning your back on him? Then you've lost everything. You've lost it all. I'm not willing to run the risk of that tiny little percentage that someone may think exists. I don't have a tiny percentage. Everything about who I am, that who I have become, who I've been my whole life, who I'm surrounded with, every time I walk out the door and I see my FedEx guy, or I see the gardeners or the pool people or people with helping with my cars or serving me a meal in a restaurant, I thank God, because I know that he is our creator. He is our great healer and revealer. And that, folks, is what gets me through the day. That, folks, is when people ask me, "Todd, how have you survived everything that you've gone through since 2017? I didn't survive, folks. God made it possible. God carried the load when I wasn't able to.
When your online checking account balance is running low, the last thing you need is a $33 overdraft fees. Overdraft fees have gotten way out of hand. In 2019, traditional banks took $11 billion in overdraft fees. Chime, well, they do things a little differently. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card that has saved its members more than $10 billion in overdraft fees with SpotMe fee-free overdraft. Eligible members can overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals with absolutely no fees. And right now with the holidays, who doesn't need a little help? We don't need to see those overdraft fees. Now you deserve to have financial peace of mind. Join the millions of Americans already loving Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and does not affect your credit score. Get started today at chime.com/Chrisley. That's Chime, Chime.com/Chrisley. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. Chime member overdraft fee savings based on eligible members' use of SpotMe versus the $33 average overdraft fee. Overdraft fee data based on bank rate, checking account survey, and CRL June 2020 overdraft fees report.
And so with that being said, I said to this gentleman, you can go on that post under the one that I posted about Jonathan's book, and you can see where I posted, and so many people came in there, some believers, some not believers. And I didn't go off. I didn't say something negative. I didn't say anything snarky. I just felt compelled by God to say what I said. And it was with compassion. And I felt good about that. I was proud of that, folks. And then I'll tell you what really got me excited later on that evening. As if God doesn't get me excited enough every day. I'm lying in bed and I'm scrolling through my Instagram and I see where someone liked my post. And that someone was not just anyone, folks. It was the one, the only, Octavia Spencer. I was so blown away because I don't get excited about celebrities, but Octavia, I do. Do you remember when I was on the View and she was there? Mm-hmm. And she's very shy in person. And she stayed over with her handler over here with her PR person. I was over in the other corner with my PR person. I was so excited to see her, but I didn't approach her because I was told that, you know, she's very, you know, that she's a very shy person. And so I didn't want to make her any more uncomfortable. And I saw that and she and I started messaging. And it has been like the highlight of my month of December that Octavia Spencer and I can now text. And we shared our love of the Lord. And that was amazing to me. And, you know, I would have liked for Octavia to have said, you are my favorite cast member of Chrisley Knows Best. But she didn't. She didn't say that, folks. Instead, she said, I love your mama. I love Nanny Faye. So it's no longer Chrisley Knows Best. It's Nanny Faye Knows Best. And my mother will tell you that she's A talent and the rest of us are B talent. She tells Chase sometimes he's C and D. But, you know, look at that blessing, that little thing of that generosity of time that Octavia took out of her day to reach out to me. And that was such a blessing to me. So, Octavia, if you're listening, I love you, and I'm better for that message, and I'm better for the fact that we can text now. I promise you I'm not going to blow you up a million times, although I want to. I'm not going to. So with that being said, folks, we didn't get around to any callers because we had so much stuff to talk about. But I want to say to each and every one of you, because I know that Christmas is right around the corner, please don't stress out over what you can't buy or what you can't get your hands on. The fact that you can sit across the table from those that you love and share a meal with each other is the greatest blessing of all. It's not the gift. It's not the cost of the gift. It's the fact that you can share your life that moment and you've got one more Christmas celebration with those that you love the most. That is a blessing. And I see it more every day of my life now. So truly from my heart, I wish each and every one of y'all a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. I hope that your families are all blessed with good health. And I hope that God continues to allow you to prosper and to expand your territory. Julie, I want to thank you for it's been a tough year.
Yeah.
It's been a tough year. We've had a lot of tough years since 2017, but we're still here. We're still standing. And I want to thank you for that because I love you and that you, without you, I wouldn't be me. And because in so many ways, and I've told this to you, you have allowed me to be me and be okay with being me. And that has been a blessing. That's been the greatest blessing outside of my children that you have given me. So I thank you and I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you. I love you too.
So with that being said, folks, love each other, respect each other. And you know what? Be kind to those that you don't even know. Because none of us know truly what someone else is carrying. So with that being said, until next week, good luck and God bless.
Hey guys, it's Melissa Gorga from Melissa Gorga on Display, and I am very excited to give you a little look into episode 2. I am going to be talking to New York Times best-selling author Dave Quinn, who wrote the book with all the juicy scoop on all the Real Housewives. Dave, I'm so excited to talk to you.
I am thrilled to be here, Melissa, and I have to say, you have so much behind the scenes that happened on The Real Housewives in New Jersey that you've never spoken about before. So I'm ready to get you to open up about all those things. Let's make amends for the tea you didn't spill when we talked in the book because you were so nice to everybody. And I promise you, Melissa, I'm not going to sing On Display to you over and over again, but just know that in my head right now, that's what's playing on repeat.
Of course it is. What else would be playing in your head right now? Okay, listeners, make sure you listen to episode 2 of Melissa Gorga On Display.